Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hi guys, I'm Rudy Jung.
Hello, my name is Joseph David Jones.
Hey, this is Kevin Sussman.
Hey, this is Amina Massoud.
I'm John Reese Davis, and you're listening to Script to Screen.
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 Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Script to Screen. We are back, and this is very, very exciting. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've been back. We kind of teased everybody in regards to this. We teased everybody through our IG Instagram lives. We had a few episodes coming in and out on Anchor, but this is the official comeback. As I smack my mic, I don't even know if you guys heard this or not, but you know, it won't be a Script to Screen episode without some technical difficulties. We used to have those technical difficulties at the radio station, and now Script to Screen is quite independent. And it wouldn't be Script to Screen if it wasn't for the solo to my Chewbacca, the one and only Han Solo.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well. I think you might need to bring the mic a little closer to your to your mouth.
I don't have a mic. I just
I figured the phone as well. Yeah, the phone as well. Bring it a little closer, just so that we could hear you a little clearer.
Is the phone, because I think the mic is in my earphones, which are on my ears.
Aha. Uh-huh. So yes.
Like the phone is like literally in my mouth. Like, no, not in my mouth. Then you wouldn't actually hear me. Can you actually hear, did it change?
Yes, it did actually.
Voice change or?
It did.
Okay. Okay, so I'm like literally, you can't, because there's a camera, but we're not using the video, but you can't see me.
No, I can't see you anymore. I can't see you anymore. Right. I can see the roof, the ceiling, but that's fine. That's fine. So this it. This is
good to be back, man.
It is good to be back. This is Script to Screen a la quarantine edition. So this is what we're going to have. You know, we've had to find our way back. We've had to find a way to record these episodes again so that you guys can get the show back and we can get the show back. But you know what? This is exactly why we're happy to be back in this time of quarantine, in this time of lockdown. Your friendly neighborhood Han Solo and Alan Mahana are back to entertain you during times of COVID-19.
Yeah. I think we all need a bit of entertainment, a bit of fun. It's been like tough for the past 600 months, but
it sure does feel like 600 months, doesn't it?
It's like 500 days of Corona.
Oh man,
that's a new title for the rom-com. We had COVID in Love, and now we have 500 Days of Corona.
Yes, 500 Days of Corona. Good movie though, 500 Days of Summer. It's very underrated, I think.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I love it. I think people should watch it. People need like positive movies to watch these days.
Yes, they do.
Well, even though, you know, even though they're like, I don't want to spoil it, but even though you know what happens.
Yeah, the ending, isn't necessarily the happiest of endings.
Yeah, but it's like it stays true to, I think, a lot of what happens in life. That's what I like about it. It has this. If you want.
Yeah, you cut out. So what was the last thing that you said?
So yeah, unlike a lot of romantic comedies we watch and stuff, this has it tackles a lot of issues, breakups, and you know, from certain scenes where what could be and what actually is.
That's probably one of my favorite sequences in the film, the expectations versus reality sequence.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I'll cut that out.
Bless you.
Oh, man. All right. So for this episode, obviously, a lot of things have changed. So we want to catch you guys up. Our episodes aren't going to be as long as they used to be. We're going to keep things short and sweet. 30-minute episodes where we focus on one or two news stories or things that are interesting that are going on in the industry, things that we want to give, shed some new light on, as well as certain, topics that are like focusing on a director or a movie or some happenings in the industry. So all that is still there. We'll still review some films. Nothing has changed on that aspect. We'll still recommend some movies here and there. But our episodes are going to be shorter and sweeter. And for this episode, our return, we're going to be talking about the importance of community, specifically, you know, film communities and geek culture, considering Hod and I both consider ourselves massive geeks, correct? Yes, Hod, are you there?
Because I wasn't able to hear.
Oh, okay. Where did I cut off?
You cut at different points.
Oh no! All right. So what?
It's like in one place, it's like you'd be saying a sentence, and then six words would go away, and then you continue, and then another three words.
Oh gosh.
It's like a puzzle.
Oh gosh. All right. So what I was saying is that this episode is going to be focusing on the importance of community and specifically stuff like geek culture, things like Comic-Con. And because you and I, like, I consider us to be geeks, correct?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We're pretty geeky. I mean, the tattoos, I think, kind of speak for themselves.
Right, right.
I mean, that's pretty good in terms of geekiness and definitely other things.
Yeah, for sure. So Hod and I had the benefit, Script to Screen actually had the benefit of being ambassadors again at this year's Middle East Film and Comic-Con, which occurred earlier this year. The reason we have the beautiful intro to this season with all of these amazing voices and all these amazing actors talking about Script to Screen is because of Comic-Con.
Exactly. We had a blast there, and we got to talk to some wonderful, wonderful actors and celebrities and professionals, and they blessed us with this very sweet and lovely intro.
Yes, they did. We had an amazing opportunity earlier this year, and it's funny when you look at something like Comic-Con, which we kind of tend to take for granted that stuff like this actually exists around the world, that we live in a time when we have this massive celebration of geek culture. And then you get something like quarantine, you get lockdown, you get like people are in their homes, and all of a sudden something like Comic-Con seems so missed, right?
Yeah. Look, from my experience, it was my first Comic-Con in general. Hoping it won't be my last, but again, we'll have to see how things evolve in the future, if you want.
For sure.
But it was very nice to be able to be on the ground, on the floor, see this whole community of people, share this love of geekiness in terms of movies, series, pop culture, and whatnot. It's a very important event for all of us to come together and you know, like pay our respects for these different mediums, because when we're talking about Comic-Con, we're not just talking about movies and series. We're talking about illustrators. We're talking about artists. We're talking about a whole range of different people, and all being there under one roof, being able to support and, you know, shout out to the underdogs, the people that are less known, is just fantastic.
I 100% agree. One of the really cool things at Middle East Film and Comic-Con is that every year they have something called Artists Alley. And that's for all these independent artists, whether it be illustrators, it could be, you know, crafts, it could be, I mean, we you know, there's this specific stand that you and I both loved, and we got a massive, beautiful gift from the artists at that stand,
Arkham Comics?
No, I think it was like Arkham Design, or actually, I don't want to F this up, so I need to let me look them up on my Instagram. Oh my gosh. Where is he? Arkham Creative. That's creative. So there is this amazing stand. This is amazing artist at Comic-Con. His name is, you know, his brand name is Arkham Creative. And what he does is he creates these beautiful art pieces via layers of cardboard. So the art almost feels 3D like. There's like multiple different layers that create the art piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much dedication. There's so much artistry. So something like Comic-Con isn't just about, you know, it's not just about like you going there and having your fun and geeking out, which, I mean, obviously it is, you know, but there's more to Comic-Con than that. There's actual people who need Comic-Con to kind of get their work out there, to showcase their work. These aspiring artists of all different types of mediums, you know, that go there. And what's beautiful is that they get to share the same floor as these massively famous illustrators. I mean, last year, Dan Harmon was there from Rick and Morty. This year, we had artists that worked on Disney films and different comic books and from all over the world, which is, I mean, it's a beautiful kind of merger of fresh talent versus, you know, seasoned talent.
Yeah, this year we had Bob Layton present over there. So from Bob Layton to the you know, the smaller, more independent artists and creatives, that's the beauty of Comic-Con. I mean, it can put a lot of people on the map, and it can also allow people like us, like you and I, to discover these talents and to talk about them and to bring them up in our show. So that's definitely fantastic. And also the one thing I enjoyed, because I had always seen this on, if you want, in documentaries or on the internet, but the whole like cosplay community.
Yes. I was just about to bring that up.
In Dubai, it's quite active actually. And also it's these homages to these characters we love, these franchises we love. And you can see some people putting so much time and effort into mastering their craft of cosplay, and you can't but just like admire and respect these people. Like, wow. We bumped into so many people, but there was a young lady, I forgot her name, but we followed each other on Instagram. We took a picture with her. She was wearing a Wonder Woman costume.
Yes. Was like
it, and the day before she had worn Captain Marvel.
Yep.
She was awesome. And there were that couple with wearing the Shining.
The Shining twins. Absolutely. I have a great photo with these two.
Yeah. And we got to sit and talk with them. And that's nice, being able to share all our love and passion for what we do together. And I think that's the power of Comic-Con.
Yeah, I think that's the power of any community, actually, whether it be, you know, like film community, comic book community, communities that are created via, you know, from franchises. Look at the Star Wars community or the MCU community, like the fan bases. When you're able to sit amongst people who share the same perspectives, not necessarily the same perspectives, but the same love and the same love and affection and passion to those, you know, two movies, two comic books, two different characters, the ability to sit and have a conversation with someone who shares that interest with you. This is something that's this is one of the biggest reasons why this show is what it is today. It's because you and I were able to sit down and talk about this thing that we love the most, which is film, which is popular culture, which is all things relating to pop culture. In times like this, in times of the lockdown, this is kind of why I wanted to talk about Comic-Con specifically, because you learn the value of something like this. You learn the importance of hanging on to community and being there for each other, and the importance of being able to share the things that you love with other people. Especially in this time where toxicity and negativity is so out there, right? Earlier today, before we actually started recording, you had mentioned something about, you know, kind of wanting to talk about Robert Pattinson as Batman. And that is something that I do want to dedicate an episode to, because I think it deserves, specifically because after what I saw today on Twitter, some people are actually angry that Robert Pattinson doesn't want to like buff up for the role. And they're like shooting him down just because of this. Like, guys, like, seriously, why aren't we, you know, why are we hating on that? Like, we're getting another Batman movie. Shouldn't that be enough? You know what I mean? It almost reminds me of the Star Wars like mess. You know what I mean? When it happened.
There is a Lebanese expression which I like, and I'll say it in Arabic.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Lahza.
Hello.
We're back. We're on.
Yeah. Okay. Entirely go, بس.
Hey. Go.
Okay. Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. So. Here's the thing. What you're saying really reminds me of this Arabic and Lebanese saying, which is "Mahada naish boshi," which translates to "No one is satisfied with anything," and this is, I think, sadly, the culture we're in today is everyone is entitled to an opinion at the end of the day, but just people are so toxic with their opinions, and they're always looking for things to criticize from the smallest detail. And I think this is a very like destructive behavior for the whole industry and for the whole community, because if you want to talk about communities in general, look at the Star Wars and look at what's happening to it, how it's, you know, becoming so divisive, and some people are leaving the community because of being influenced by other people with small remarks. I mean, I think it's become too toxic, too negative, and communities should be there to support each other, to be there for each other, to push each other up, you know? Not bring everything down. I just feel that despite everything going on in the world, when you go online and when you look at people commenting on movie news or Star Wars or MCU or DCEU, you're always going to have these toxic people trying to bash and destroy and bring it down completely. And I think that's pretty sad.
I agree. Just to clarify, we're not saying that you shouldn't critique or you shouldn't share your opinion or you shouldn't be critical of the thing that you love. Heck, I've been critical of the Star Wars universe. There are people who are now critical of what's happening in Star Trek. There are people who are critical with what's happening at Disney, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're not saying that you shouldn't be critical. What we're saying is that just because you're being critical, like, there is no right and wrong here, right? At the end of the day, content is is going to be created, you're either going to like the content or you're not going to like the content. What I don't like, though, and what I don't agree with is when you try to... when you try to shoot down someone who likes the content. Like, just because I liked something that you didn't doesn't mean that you you have the right to force me to hate it. You know what? That's kind of what I'm saying. So I think we need to re-understand it. I think this is why, again, to kind of go back to the original concept of the episode, why communities are so important, why something like Comic-Con is so important, is because it brings us all together. It gives us this beautiful platform to discuss, to talk, to share our different perspectives. But at the end of the day, we're still there having a bite to eat together or having a drink together and celebrating the thing that we love the most, which is movies, which is comic books, which is pop culture.
Yeah. Absolutely. Be critical, but don't be toxic and don't be destructive. Those are two really important things. Listen to each other. Have a conversation. We're never all going to be on the same page on everything. That's practically impossible.
Right.
But again, when you do it, there is a way to do it. And that's where, you know, like, well, that's what I support, doing it properly, being critical, as you said.
Yeah. And this is, again, it goes back to the basis of the show. You know, we're having critical yet non-toxic conversations about the film and television industries. And that's kind of why we have this show to begin with from the get-go. And that was one of the biggest reasons, I think, why we became ambassadors at Middle East Film and Comic-Con, who we send them a massive shout out. I mean, we miss you guys. We love you guys. We couldn't be more grateful for the opportunities that you gave us. It was a massively beautiful experience, especially that moment where you and I got to share the stage, which was kind
of
awesome.
And of course, if we were able to go to Comic-Con, it's because of you guys, because of our screeners, which are awesome, because, you know, you've been supporting us since day one. You've been giving us feedback and critical feedback. You see, feedback can be constructive. We can listen to each other and we can better ourselves a lot of times. So we really want to say thank you to the screeners. A big shout out and thank you to Ayman and the whole Comic-Con management. You guys were amazing. You opened so many doors for us at Comic-Con. And of course, how can we forget the awesome, awesome, awesome Rashid at Speedy Comics for allowing us to meet people, for being so generous, for being so kind, for being so friendly. So thank you to Rashid. And I mean, it was a unique experience, and I'm so, so happy and blessed I got to share that with you, with my Chewy, with Alanovsky. So there's no one else I would have rather shared it with. And I know I was a bit hard to deal with on a few occasions. But, you know, like, honestly, I want to say thanks, Alan, for, you know, opening that door for me, because you were the one who actually started to go to Comic-Con last year. And then if we're also there this year, it's mainly thanks to you because of the amazing friendships you forged last year with everyone.
Ah, well, I couldn't have done it all without you either, broski. I couldn't have done it without you as well. The soul to my Chewbacca, as always. Man, I can't stop smiling. That was very sweet of you. That was very sweet. And on that note, again, you know, with everything that's going on around the world right now with COVID-19, obviously Comic-Con isn't going to be the same, you know, during this time of year. Everybody, you know, all geeks around the world are probably, you know, like, preparing themselves for the biggest Comic-Con worldwide, which is San Diego Comic-Con, SDCC. And so this year it's going to be very different because Comic-Con isn't going to be the same. They're not going to be holding Comic-Con this year. And it's going to be a very Comic-Con at home type thing. Obviously, it's not going to be the same thing. You know, Comic-Con at home, it's going to be a live stream, you know, dealing with lockdowns, dealing with quarantines. That's the way it's going to be done this year. So it is going to be different. So again, this is kind of why, you know, we wanted to dedicate this episode to celebrate communities, to celebrate geek culture, because we know the value of, you know, having something like Comic-Con and being a part of something like Comic-Con and how important that is for all of us.
And of course, as everything is changing right now, so is Comic-Con. I mean, Comic-Con, as you mentioned, is going to be a virtual Comic-Con, a stay-at-home Comic-Con. So we've had all these behaviors change in the recent few months, from streaming movies online and so on. So as we mentioned in one of the lives we did, I think we are going through a historical moment in terms of how the medium is evolving and shifting. So will the experience be different? Definitely, because part of Comic-Con is to meet people, is to interact with them, is to talk to them, is to be there. I mean, yes, you can do that on a screen, but nothing, at least to me, nothing is ever going to be able to replace the human experience. And we talked about this last time when we talked about streaming movies online and watching them at home versus watching them in the movie theaters. And ironically, the same night after we wrapped the live, I was online and I saw this video, which I shared with you, which was of Avengers Endgame. It was the Russo brothers who had snuck at the back of the theater and filmed the reaction of people. And the people were shouting and screaming. And it was, if I'm not mistaken, the scene where Cap is able to get Thor's hammer. And the reaction is just priceless. So there are things which I honestly believe cannot be replaced. It's a good alternative for the time being. It's a good solution to keep Comic-Con going. Definitely better than completely canceling it. But I do hope that we will be, if not next year, the year after even, able to get back to a more normal Comic-Con.
Okay, guys. Well, we're reaching the end of our show here. You know, obviously, this is kind of an introductory episode. This is kind of the episode that we want to, you know, launch the brand new season with. You know, we're still getting the hang of things. We're still putting things together as well as to what the rest of the season is going to look like and what the rest of our episodes are going to look like.
Guys, as always, thank you so much for your support. You have been and are fantastic. Please stay home. Please stay safe. Take care of each other. You know, like, take the precautions you need to take. We're all in this together, and we can only solve this big pandemic together, not hand in hand, because that's contagious. But I guess you kind of know what I mean.
So make sure you check back with us on a weekly basis. We're going to be giving you one episode a week, a brand new episode every single week here. Make sure you follow us on social media at alan.mahana on my end. And
you can follow me on had.solo on Instagram for, like, you know, like, a lot of news and a lot of weird stuff.
You can also listen to the podcast on all podcast platforms, including Spotify and Rami in the Middle East, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and so much more. You can also leave us a voice note on Anchor if you ever want to be featured on the show, which, hey, why wouldn't you want to be? Send us your feedback, send us your opinion, send us your thoughts. They could be thoughts about Comic-Con itself and about geek culture itself. We are open to hearing all of your amazing thoughts. So thank you again for joining us. Join us again next week for a brand new Script to Screen episode. Thanks again. Solo to my Chewbacca. I'll check back in with you next week. Have a wonderful time, screeners. And remember, the Force will be with you always.